have an after-school program that's an award-winning program called Striving for Excellence. It's licensed by the New York State Office of Child and Family Services. It serves K through 8 students, and it is probably $500,000 program. And it's a variation of different grants and funders, but the main funder of it is the New York State Education Department 21st Century Program, it's called. And that is the after-school program. Kids get dropped off, they get fed a meal, and they go into 45-minute modules of academic or cultural enrichment. And then they have evening programs. They even go as far as we rent the museum for an evening, so the families get to go to the Museum of Science. And we have a partnership with the History Museum. We've got a ton of partnerships. The Dye College, the kids in the school-age kids go to Madai College and interact with graduate-level students and do all of the same projects that the graduate students, the dissection, the bisection, the water quality testing, all of that stuff. And then they graduate from a program from there as well. So that's funded by a couple of local foundations as well. And then we have two daycare centers. We've done a lot of building over the years. Our home was a little building. It's still there. It's called the Helen Beeman Center, who was one of the founders. And it's at Smith and Elk Street. And that building was our home for many years, and we rented space out of St. Stephen's. But when I took over, I saw the need for our staff to take over the community center. I said we could do a better job running it. It was run by City of Buffalo employees, and they had just built it in 71. This was like 79. I became the director and started making these moves. And the floor was buckled. It was a brand-new gym floor. The roof had been neglected. So with the help of United Way, I approached the City of Buffalo Rec Department, and they allowed us to go in there on a part-time basis. And we did a six-month study of the part-time that we were there with the previous 6 months of the previous year when we weren't there, and it showed a dramatic decrease in crime, like 34% decrease in crime. And we used that to prove to them that we could do a better job. And in 1988, I think we took over the facility, and we moved over there as well. They had an addition built, a senior center called the Geraldine Butler Senior Center. Then Mayor Jimmy Griffin and Councilman Backus came to lunch, and they saw the need for a growing population of seniors, which had been regularly attending 208 Elk Street, and it was sort of dangerous with a staircase, and it really wasn't fit for seniors. So they built an addition on in 88 for the Senior Citizen Program, which still is held today. And now today we recruit seniors that have since moved out of the Valley to living arrangements like Holy Family, Victory Ridge, Juliana, Mullen Manor. So different ones where our seniors have moved to. We try to bring them back, and we provide transportation to do that. And then we also have a food pantry and family support services. So it's an advocacy program for anybody in the 14210 area along the Buffalo River that would need help with any kind of crisis, advocacy, social services, whatever it is. We're there to help.